This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Guys, listen up. Russell Wilson knows all the right things to say to his wife, Sierra.
And Whoopi Goldberg just offered a role to someone with heavenly connections.
Plus, we'll tell you what grotesque thing Travis Kelce is about to do. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. So, of course, yesterday was Mother's Day. And congratulations, Brad. This was your first Mother's Day after the birth of baby True. Little stinky man.
I love that baby.
Congratulations on that.
Thank y'all so much.
Ooh, I love
also,
that
congratulations on Order to Table. I hope y'all both had a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, Logan. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yo.
I love Mother's Day. Mother's Day is like an extra birthday.
Okay.
It's the best. Yeah.
You've been claiming
you
all
so
the holidays.
Special.
St.
Yeah.
Patty's
yeah.
Day. What was the other one you took? Mardi Gras? St. Tamar's Day?
Tamar's got all the holidays.
Yeah, God is good. He shines down on me.
Okay.
And, of course, over the weekend, we saw the stars sharing beautiful gifts, loving moments, and spending special time with their families. And new mom-to-be, Hailey Bieber, is probably already planning for her first Mother's Day in 2025. So that's love.
And speaking of mothers, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie both have children now, but before having kids, they charted new territory over 20 years ago with their reality show, The Simple Life. Who could forget it? And now Paris and Nicole are coming back with a new reality show. We don't know what that premise will be, but they both shared a collage of pictures celebrating their friendship over the years to celebrate. Simple Life was a wild show.
Yeah,
they seem more mellow now. What do you think this new one's going to be about?
Maybe the not so simple life, like, right? You know, trying to do all the stuff you was doing when you was wild young, but with kids.
Oh, maybe the new simple life is those things that moms do when they're like really wanting to get out of the house and get away from their kids.
Well, Paris got little ones though.
Yeah.
Yeah, homegirl got the older one.
Yeah, yeah, so like the one, like parents with the little kids, she's gonna be tired easy
yeah.
because right. you're still dealing with babies, right?
Right, right.
And then like Nicole seemed like she kind of got the hang of it because she kind of checked out early.
Well, she has meenagers, so let's see how that goes.
Meenagers?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
And other casting news, Travis Kelce did do some acting before. You know, he hosted Saturday Night Live. But he's set to make his dramatic debut in the upcoming Ryan Murphy horror show, Grotesquerie. Mm. Now, he'll be co-starring with Niecy Nash-Betts, who's been hanging out with Travis on set. Peep it.
Guess who I am working with on Grotesquerie? Dun, 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 dun.
Jumping into new territory with Niecy.
We outside!
That's cute.
Do y'all think there will be some murderation in this grotesquerie?
Well, she looks like she's in the hospital.
Yeah, because, like, those Ryan Murphy shows, like American Horror Story, somebody's always getting murked.
Yeah.
And he seemed like his schedule would not necessarily allow him to be there for a full season.
Right.
So he might be in and out, like the burger.
It's interesting. It depends on how they film the show, because, like, some shows, you know, you could film your stuff in, like, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, like, if he has 2 weeks and he's there, he could be in the whole season, depending on how they put it together.
Yo, the camera liked that dude. You know what I mean? Like,
he looked good. He looked really good.
Also, that's the first time, like, I've seen Niecy Nash in person, obviously, like, and so know how tall she is, and that let me know how big that dude is.
Well, y'all, moving on, Whoopi Goldberg said she tried her best to make Sister Act 3 the holiest film, but the Lord had other plans. So after trying to catch up with Pope Francis for the past 10 years, Whoopi said she gave him an offer that she thought he couldn't refuse, but the timing might be all wrong. Listen to this.
It seems to be a bit of a fan.
He is.
Sister Act, hello.
Oh, yeah, hello. What am I talking about? Of course.
Yeah. Did he ask for like a cameo in Sister Act 3?
No, but I offered one.
Yeah, that's smart.
He said he'd see what his time was.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I wonder if he read her book.
The Pope?
Yeah, did the Pope read Whoopi's book?
Why would he read her book for?
I mean, because she said some things in the book that he probably like, oh, I don't know if I'm be associated with that.
Oh my God.
So, I mean.
Like what?
She said she did coke.
I'm pretty sure the Pope is forgiving people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know.
The Pope knows that people have passed.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But the Pope is a saint.
But he's also in the blessing business and forgiveness.
Right. Like,
they do that whole confession thing.
Well, yeah.
And I hope he goes with it then.
I enjoy me some Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Man, oh, man.
And that would raise the stakes to have, you know, someone who's literally holier than thou in the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I'd love to see her acting in comedy again.
I miss her with a gun.
Like Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Burglar, Jumpin' Jack, Fatal Beauty? Yeah. Yo, man, I need Whoopi with the gun back,
yes,
yo.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, Russell Wilson is just the perfect guy, isn't he? So his wife, Sierra, posted a video of her asking Russell a very interesting question about being outside. Check out his response.
What's the best part about being single?
Honestly, the best part of being single was meeting you.
Is what?
Was meeting you.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's real quarterback vision right there.
Good answer, Russell.
Think he was playing it safe with her, or was he just telling the truth?
I love his mannerism, the way he just do the hand gestures and all that. That's just so charming.
I think he was putting on a show. Like, clearly he was playing with her. Mm-hmm.
But nothing he always knows the right thing to say. It's almost like he goes to sleep listening to the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
Using it as white noise, just so like you kind of always know how to, you know, hit the feminine energy right in the heart. Because women love that dude. And she loves him, apparently.
And he makes sure that he makes her happy. And that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters.
And ain't nothing outside, though.
Right.
What would you say, Hey Craig?
Rephrase the question.
That man crazy, dog. All right, well, Miss Ken, do you want to answer the question or you want me to get lit?
No, just keep going.
Outside's for the homeless.
It is!
Good answer, hey girl.
There's levels and layers.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm going to get me a medallion and put you around my neck for the people.
Yes.
Okay? All right, y'all. Well, Kendall Jenner is spilling the tea on her baby sister Kylie's sisterhood. So Kendall is slaying the cover of Vogue's magazine June issue. And in her interview, when asked about Kylie, she revealed they've never encountered a competitive spirit in their relationship.
Not even as kids?
No. So she said, even with my little sister, the biggest thing we would fight over was the TV remote. There was never that who's better dressed, who's prettier thing. It was always like, you're you, I'm me.
But anyway, y'all, can any of y'all relate? Because I know all y'all fought. So, I mean.
I don't even know what they talking about. Like, we haven't been watching and keeping up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. They was fighting like cats in the barrel. Like, what are you talking about, Willis?
Even as adults. Like, you know, like, we just talked recently about, like, the old clips of Kim hitting Khloe with the bag. Khloe could take it, but
still.
But
them two specifically were just in the Escalade with Corey fighting.
Oh, that's right.
They were in the back of the...
I think it's like also the closer you are in age is the whole thing. Like, my sister Tara and her and I are just 2 years apart. So when we were kids, we didn't get along and we didn't want to do the same things. But then my younger sister is like 9 years younger, so it was never a thing.
Yeah. See, like, my closest sister in age, the only thing we would beef about is, like, the fact that, like, my parents would make me take her with me when I would go hang out with my friends. And I hated that with my whole entire heart.
Why did you hate that?
Because I was doing things I shouldn't be.
All right, y'all, coming up, Jenny Garth said she needed some time before sleeping in the same bed or room with her husband. We'll tell you why after the break.
Mm. Y'all always want to keep babies in the corner. That's not fair. We want to go, too.
Yo, you can't keep up.
Trying to take a tattletale with me everywhere I go?
Yes. Ooh, that's no fun, honey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Beverly Hills 90210 alum Jenny Garth and her husband, Dave Abrams, had an unusual sleeping arrangement when they first got married. Jenny, who shares four daughters with her ex, Peter Facinelli, shared on her podcast that her husband, Dave, didn't immediately move in after they got married. She claimed that Dave slept in the guest room while the kids were home, and Dave explained it felt like it was warp speed. He went from that to stepdad. Now, the pair did fast-track their relationship. They got engaged 3 months after they were set up on a blind date by mutual friends. So, I mean, why get married if you're still gonna sleep in the guest room because of the kids?
Well, what's his reason for sleeping over at all in the guest room? Why can't he sleep in his
own
house?
They were already married.
Right, but why is he sleeping in the guest room at our house?
Because he's trying to acclimate the kids and introduce the kids to their newfound relationship.
So what is she telling them? Why is he sleeping in another room?
This the mailman?
He the friend first. Well, she She can't just bring the man home.
So when I was a kid and I go sleep at my grandmother's house, this is like years and years and years after she got divorced from my grandfather, and she had a new boyfriend. And when I was a kid, I didn't understand this because whenever I went over there and stayed the night, he and I stayed in two different twin beds in the guest room. And I just thought that was his bedroom.
That's right.
So you were sleeping bedroom.
Huh?
So you were sleeping in his bedroom then.
That's what I thought. He had the twin, and I had the one over, and I thought that was his room.
That was his room while you was there.
Every time you came over,
I got older, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, grandma glamping, baby.
Right.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for...
Battle of the Thirst Traps.
All right, everybody. Y'all, this is my friend, so please be nice to him, okay? First up, not only is OT Genesis getting to the... I begin to the money, but he's getting to the body, too. Check out this mirror selfie he served for the gram. Is he trapping or what? What's happening?
Are you telling me how you're trapping? Like, he could be one of the Avengers.
I don't think it's a trap. I mean, he has a nice, smooth body, and he's just probably talking on the phone and in the mirror.
Now he's taking a picture of himself with the
bro. OT always looked like that, though.
No? Really? So have you seen him like that?
Well, that's my... Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, it's like my nephew, father, okay? Oh, Malika's son's baby, Malika's baby daddy. Uh-huh. All right, everybody move on. Okay. Yeah, so don't do that.
You do feel like that was a trap, though, right?
Yeah, he's trapping.
Okay, trapping. Okay, cool.
Well, anyway, honey, up next, now I'm sure this trap baby will make the late President JFK very proud. His grandson, Jack Schlossberg, honey, is also serving body for the ground with this post. He captioned, "Shall I compare me to a summer's day?"
Oh.
yes, no. Honey, that is baby the ha-ha.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, too.
Yeah, this no
man,
thank you.
Look, I mean, everybody can't have big muscles. Look at this man, honey. He got big money. So he looks great.
OT Genesis won for me. So who here wins the battle, y'all? Are we giving it to OT Genesis or JFK's grandson, Jack?
Jack.
Why Jack?
OT Genesis.
Because his granddaddy was the president.
And?
Like, OT Genesis made sacrifices to look the way he looked.
Right.
Yeah. The other dude just showed up.
So he didn't have to make a sacrifice. His grandfather was the president. So that's what I'm going
with. Well, and as a president, he did make the ultimate sacrifice.
Wow.
Mother's Day, we're moving on. Mother's Day was this past Sunday, so in honor of all the beautiful mothers out there, we're playing a game called Whose Mama Is It? So come right back to see who wins.
That was so tacky.
He gave the world a piece of his mind.
Gary. That's Gary V. Ah,
okay, man. Yeah. Believe that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Well, Mother's Day was this past weekend, so in honor of that, we have a game called...
Whose Mama Is It?
The teams are Tamar Headcrag versus Tanner and Gary. We're gonna show you a celebrity's mother, and you have to tell us who is the famous daughter or son being covered by flowers in the picture. Whoever yells the celebrity name first wins the point for their team. Once someone guesses right, the flowers will disappear and reveal the celeb. Y'all got it?
Yeah, we got it.
Let's go. First one. This mama's name is Guadalupe.
Jennifer Lopez.
Woo! Dang, that was fast, Gary. Okay, 1 point for this team over here.
My goodness. I got it. Somebody gave Gary the answer. That just came up.
Next one, this mom's name is Blythe, seen here next to her Academy Award-winning daughter. Whose mama is it?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
He cheating.
No, bitch, I know they mama.
He the same age as them.
He's the same age.
Game goes to Gary.
Okay, the score is now 2-0. Let's keep this thing going. This mama is Gloria, seen here with her son, who took her as his date to the Oscars this year. Whose mama is it?
Gloria. Not Estefan.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got to get in the game, sis.
I don't know. Gloria. That's okay. That's all people game.
Is that Bradley Cooper?
That's a tall-looking dude.
Let's go!
Okay, y'all, this mama's name is Jade. Her daughter has been very famous since the 80s. They have a very complicated relationship. Whose mama is it?
Wait.
Daggone, she was in Witches of Eastwick. Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Let's just name some women.
We don't all know this.
Reese, not Reese. What's her
Reese
name?
Reba McEntire.
No, she's young. She got.
She's young.
Let's see.
The talk show.
She's got. Okay,
she
hold on.
She started acting at five.
I'm looking at her.
Oh,
damn it.
You're not talking about Kelly Clarkson.
Jodie Foster.
No.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
That's all cool. Why don't y'all know anything?
Morris 1-3. I mean, they so on fire over here, y'all. This is Valerie with her famous daughter, who she kept a big secret for decades. Whose mama is it?
Valerie with her very...
The father was not the father.
No, it's Jennifer Hudson.
The secret?
No, we just learned this. We just learned this recently.
What's the lady name?
It's in the book. She wrote a book, and she released the info in the book.
Her last name is Estate.
Dakota Fanning.
Her last name is Estate.
Washington. Kerry Washington.
There we go.
Man, listen, we're in the game now.
There it is. That would be 2-3.
Girl, come on. We got to get the next one.
All right, let's go. It's 2-3. Okay, next one, y'all. Her name is Peggy. Seen here with her famous daughter.
Peggy Lipton.
This mama was famous, if not more than her daughter.
Yeah,
whose mama
Jones,
is
her
it?
Name. Something Jones. That's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Is that Kadada Jones?
Peggy
Lipton.
No. I don't know none of these people.
No.
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones.
He said Jones.
But he said the Rashida.
Yeah, we got a tie. We got three to three. Okay, y'all, it is a tie.
Oh, good for you saved us. I don't know none of these folks.
Okay, but don't go nowhere because we have one final question and it's worth how many points? 3 points.
Oh!
We should have split that because I said jump.
No, the score is 3-3.
Take this fade, Drake.
Bow! Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all, the score is 3-3. There is a tie here at Dish Nation.
It is.
So let's see who wins. Whose mama is it? This is the final one, y'all. Whoever says the name of the daughter first wins. This one is worth 3 points, y'all. Let's see the picture.
The brat.
There it is.
They lied. They cheated. She told them that.
And you work with her every day in the morning.
We are the champions.
I am the mom whisperer.
Yes, you
y'all
are.
Y'all know doggone well they cheated, honey. And that's not Brad Mama.
Hi, Nadine.
That is not Brad Mama.
The winning team is Tamar and Headquarters. Congrats to the winners and to all the moms, y'all. Happy Mother's Day. We hope y'all enjoyed it. Y'all give
that
a speech.
Is Mama, a love
you. Yeah. You yelled out Jones so loud.
That is a cheat. Miss Nadine don't even look like that. You know damn well that they cheating.
That's a picture of my mother.
That's not, that's your mama look like that now.
That's from the Soul Train Awards.
Well, how they gonna know that?
Years, it's right there.
I recommend that.
No, but how they know that's your mama? Girl, they don't know that's your mama.
Yeah, that picture has been out a long time ago.
I can't even tell that's Miss Damn Nadine. They lied. They lied. But anyway, okay.
Who told us that?
Don't be a sore loser, Gary.
Go hang out with your friends, Blythe.
And hell, that was Blythe Brad. I thought that was Nona Hendrix. You look like Nona Hendrix there.
Wow. So,
I'm going to need you to get your glasses refreshed.
I guess I do.
Got to get some new medicine in there.
See y'all tomorrow for more Dish.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.